This is the 2019 State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Funding is brought to you in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. Here's Kara Hetland with today's top legislative news in Pierre.
In her first budget address, Governor Kristi Noem proposes additional funds for the state's Medicaid providers. The South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations shows South Dakota has the lowest Medicaid reimbursement rate in the nation. Several nursing homes in the state are struggling to remain open under the current rate. Governor Noem is proposing a 2.5% increase for Medicaid providers. She acknowledges the difficulties facing nursing homes and other long-term care facilities, but adds some people want to put more money into the same system and expect different results.
And while my budget does include increases to provider reimbursement rates, I'm also proposing that we put $5 million in one-time funding to partner with providers to seek bigger picture solutions to the challenges that we face.
Noem says the state should support facilities that want to offer alternatives to traditional nursing care, like community living homes or rate tiers for assisted living facilities. She's also directed the State Department of Health to review rules on assisted living centers to remove what she calls unnecessary restrictions. Meanwhile, House Bill 1060 calls for $8 million of state aid to increase Medicaid reimbursement. That bill was introduced late last week and has not yet been heard in committee. Governor Kristi Noem used much of the budget address to outline her goals for future generations. She told lawmakers one of her primary goals is developing broadband internet services for people who currently don't have access to high-speed online activity.
We need faster connections to enhance the ways that our rural communities participate in the next generation for South Dakota's economy. I highlighted the fact that there are many rural areas of our state where there's a lack of access to broadband. Half our counties have rural areas where 1 in 4 people don't have this kind of service. In some counties, half of the rural residents don't have broadband access at all.
Noem says she already has agencies working to bridge the internet divide in the South Dakota's rural areas.
State government's working on mapping out the gaps right now in our state so we can decide where to focus our resources. I've also charged my Office of Economic Development with building public-private partnerships to overcome the barriers. An important part of that process will be working with industry to understand current plans for future investment. Taxpayer dollars should be spent to bring and enhance service in areas lacking this vital service. They should not be used to subsidize investments already planned by providers.
Noem's budget proposal includes $5 million general fund dollars to spur rural broadband expansion in the state. Governor Noem also spent about a half hour outlining her state budget proposal. Noem says one area she wants to highlight is increasing pay for state workers.
State government is the largest employer within the borders of South Dakota. We employ the breadth of occupations from groundskeeping to maintenance, civil and information technology engineering, medical and healthcare services, and leaders to make sure that the government runs smoothly. It's our responsibility to ensure that the state has the talent that it needs to provide the essential services to taxpayers and to citizens. Studies have repeatedly shown that the most state employees are paid well below the market rate.
Former Governor Dennis Dugard recommended a 2.3% increase for state employees in the next fiscal year. Noem is suggesting 2.5%. She says she also wants to keep workers from paying a premium for their individual health coverage.
Pay and benefits are crucial to both, which is why I'm recommending an additional $1.7 million in general funds and not implementing the employee premium. With this $1.7 million in general funds, we can leverage over $2.6 million in federal and other funds instead of placing the entire cost on individual employees.
Noem suggests a 2.5% increase for caregivers, Medicaid providers, and state employees. Lawmakers will hammer out the budget for the rest of fiscal year 2019 and craft a plan for the next fiscal year during the current session. State employees and education organizations are hopeful with Governor Noem's first budget presentation. In it, she calls for a 0.2% increase in funding to both entities from what former Governor Dennis Dugard's recent budget recommended. SDPB's Lee Strubinger has the story.
Governor Noem wants a market adjustment increase in compensation for all permanent state employees of 2.5%. She's also proposing ongoing general funds to pay for employee health insurance premiums. Last year, then-Governor Dugard called for state employees to pick up the tab on premiums, which also would have required a statute change. Eric Olila is the executive director of the South Dakota State Employees Organization. He says they're pleased to see the governor's nod to the contribution of state employees.
But we know here at the Capitol that state employees are involved in every aspect of the state, K-12, healthcare, all that stuff. We facilitate, state employees facilitate that. So it was nice to get that acknowledgement from Governor Noem. I can tell you, the state employees that have already contacted me are happy with the proposal.
Olila says he wants state workers to walk away with at least the 2.5% market adjustment increase for permanent employees, as well as the ongoing $1.7 million to eliminate the need for an employee health insurance premium. Education funding is receiving a similar bump up for state aid to K-12 and technical institutes. Mary McCorkle is president of the South Dakota Education Association. She says it's encouraging to see the governor's 2.5% increase for education.
It means more support for our students. It means retaining educators. It means recruiting educators. It means enabling school districts to provide the things that our students need. So it's good for our kids.
Now that lawmakers know the governor's budget, appropriators will begin crafting their own that meets both Noem's and the legislature's priorities. Lawmakers and the governor's office will release anticipated revenue forecasts in the coming weeks and revise the state's budget from there. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.
The Senate State Affairs Committee killed a bill that prohibits elected officials from hiring relatives. State Senator Stace Nelson introduced the bill out of concern for the number of family members hired by previous governors. State Senator Lance Russell of Hot Springs helped to draft Senate Bill 39. He says it's a difficult topic for legislators.
I've always felt like we probably needed to deal with this situation, and I know that it's incredibly uncomfortable, and I'm uncomfortable being here in this particular circumstance. And the reason for that is that when there's such prevalent use of this type of a practice for so long, everyone is desensitized to the situation. And I understand the unwillingness to confront it because I hesitated myself.
In a discussion period before the vote, State Senator Craig Kennedy pointed out he doesn't believe Governor Noem will show favoritism to any family member. Kennedy said Noem has fired family members before, and her integrity should not come into question. The Senate State Affairs Committee moves the bill to the 41st day on a unanimous vote. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, is on its way to being clearly removed from a list of scheduled drugs in South Dakota. The Health and Human Services Committee passed an amended bill to clear up concerns of hemp activists who testified last week against Senate Bill 22. They said the bill appeared to criminalize possession of hemp CBD without a prescription. SDPB's Victoria Wicks reports.
Senate Bill 22, as amended, specifies that a prescription is required only for the chemical structure of the CBD used in Epidiolex, an anti-seizure drug that contains CBD derived from marijuana. The bill also allows prescriptions for any similar drugs approved by the FDA that might be developed to treat epilepsy. There was only one proponent testifying, Department of Health lawyer Justin Williams. He says the amendment clarifies what the department is seeking to accomplish by initiating the bill.
In listening to testimony last week, we came to understand that much if not all of the opposition to Senate Bill 22 was really based on a concern that the bill had broader implications than simply adding or clarifying that Epidiolex is a Schedule 4 drug.
The amendment apparently satisfied the concerns of hemp activists. Chairwoman Deb Soholt noted the hearing was well attended, but no one came up to testify in opposition to the amendment. Soholt says there is still a lot for South Dakota to consider with the federal decriminalization of hemp and CBD oil, including economic development and agriculture.
What are the regulations for the people that grow the crops? You know, where are we at? I mean, how do we assure safety? And then once that happens, production, regulation of protecting our people to understand that what they're purchasing or buying is actually what it is.
Sohold appointed Vice Chair Wayne Stenhauer to represent the bill on the Senate floor. She says she has not yet heard of any further hemp-related bills coming into this session. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.
You can keep up with the top legislative news every day by listening to the 2019 State House Podcast. For additional programming and news, listen to us online at sdpb.org. Be sure to download the free SD.net app on your mobile device for committee meetings, floor sessions, agendas, and more during this year's legislative session. Be sure to also connect with us on social media by liking SDPB News on Facebook and by following at SDPB News on Twitter. Funding is provided in part by SDN Communications, the South Dakota Bar Foundation, and the Center for Western Studies. This has been a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.